Welcome to part two. In the first Advances in Eye Care referral special, our focus was to emphasise how regional variations may differ in the referral of patients, and how it was up to each individual to keep up to date with these variations relevant to that place of work. 3 years later, as we revisit the topic, one common theme we are going to see is changing attitudes towards the role of optometrists in eye health matters. We see referral refinement schemes, pre- and post-operative cataract schemes, and independent prescribing, which all take the pressure off secondary care and increase the role and importance of primary care optometry. So let's start by putting ourselves in the shoes of a patient with an apparently minor eye health issue. What is the right course of action in this situation? Consider their options: a visit to the GP, pharmacy, or optometrist.
I just had a small problem with my eye, which had been red for a day or two. I thought it was probably conjunctivitis or something, but it was really difficult to get an appointment with the GP for it. They said it'd be a 2-week minimum wait, or if I was worried, to go to A&E. Well, I've seen all the adverts that say A&E is only for emergencies, so I didn't want to waste their time with a small issue like this. So, in the end, I went to the chemist down the road, and they just gave me some eye drops, and that cleared it up nicely. I'm still not really sure what I should have done, though.
This can be a confusing situation, and the answer can vary widely between areas. Most notably, since devolution in 1999, parts of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have taken quite different directions in their approach to the implementation and funding of eye health schemes. So let us return to the four corners of these aisles to find out what has changed since our first programme, particularly with respect to changing public attitudes to primary and secondary care. We start in Scotland with Glasgow-based optometrist Craig MacArthur. Welcome to Advances in Eye Care, Craig. Can you tell us about your practice and give us a brief overview of what services you offer?
So my name is Craig MacArthur. I'm an independent optometrist at Peter Ivins Eye Care. It's an independent practice that was set up in 2010 and with a very particular strategy in mind, which was a practice based on retention of patients rather than acquisition, with the best diagnostic technology available worldwide. So we have a high number of clinical staff. So we have three optometrists, three dispensing opticians, a trainee dispensing optician, a trainee orthoptist, and a couple of highly experienced clinical assistants. We do a lot of custom-made soft lenses and orthokeratology. We also have a dedicated macular screening service, an ocular surface disease clinic where we look at dry eye, blepharitis and allergies, and a specialist low vision centre.
So we understand that in addition to the national Scottish pathways, you have established other local protocols here. So can you give us an overview of that?
So in terms of implementation of pathways, both local and national, there are various discussions that take place. Optometry Scotland were involved heavily in the initial change to the GOS system, which seen supplementary, primary and primary with dilation examination set up and the funding for those. And the continual changing landscape of that is often driven by Optometry Scotland. But it's also driven by the lead optometrists and the local area optometric committees. And they will, on behalf of the local optometrists, have discussions with NHS managers, with the Scottish Government, with GPs, pharmacies, and the local ophthalmology groups. So my practice falls within the Greater Glasgow and Clyde Health Board, one of 14 health boards in Scotland. It's the largest health board, so it caters to around 1.1 million people. Locally, a number of years ago, around 2008-2009, our local accident emergency ophthalmology department conducted an internal audit to look at the number of patients there in any given day. And the conclusion was that a fairly high percentage didn't need to be within the ophthalmology clinic. So a fairly bold decision was made to close that service to the public. So it's no longer a walk-in service, but instead use optometry is the first port of call for any eye emergencies. Now, that has led to a fairly effective system of optometrists triaging patients. So we either deal with them ourselves, so simple conditions such as a bacterial conjunctivitis, If you have independent prescribing, maybe recurrent uveitis would be dealt with in the community to save not only the patient but the strain on the local ophthalmology service. If we feel we can't handle the patient in community, we have the acute referral centre. So I can phone the centre and have the patient seen with an appointment within 48 hours. And it's been very effective at thinning out some of these more run-of-the-mill conditions and allow the experts to deal with the more complex cases. So it does create a large number of referrals. With that, part of the transition was to upskill the local group of optometrists. So a lot of money and time was spent in training optometrists for this change in protocol. So local hospitals, some of the manufacturers would fund training events. The local private hospitals would also fund. We have NEST Scotland, which is the NHS training arm. They've spent a huge amount of money and have a fantastic resource. And they provide training up and down the country to upskill optometry. That and the continual uptake of independent prescribing at Glasgow Caledonian has meant that local optometrists are, you know, well placed to deal with these eye emergencies.
And in terms of payment and documentation, are you paid for these services? If so, how and by whom? And is there specific documentation that you have to use?
Yeah, so in terms of payment, we've recently gone into a web-based system. So they're trying to move towards a paperless system, which has been fantastic. We were part of the pilot scheme for the electronic GOS submission. And again, it's got many advantages in terms of, is a patient actually eligible for this sight test? Is he or she had a sight test within the predefined intervals at another optician? And that allows us to discuss with the patient whether we can claim for the appointment or not, and which type of appointment it should be, whether it's a primary or a supplementary. That also makes it much easier to internally audit things that you've claimed and things that you've been paid for. But yes, the entire system is funded by the NHS. Of course, there are systems that fall out with, so some of our special services aren't funded by the NHS, and patients do pay privately. But emergency eye care is covered for everyone who is eligible in Scotland.
And thinking about our case study, do you see a point in the future where community optometrists will be the first port of call for anyone worried about their eyes?
So within Scotland, I think that community optometrists have already become the first port of call for all emergency eye care. And it's a system that's been locally in Glasgow, has been here around for a number of years and has been very, very effective. Other health boards have implemented similar systems, and I think it's good for patients, practitioners, and if we can help ease some of the burden on our ophthalmology colleagues who are overrun with the number of patients they're seeing due to the elderly population, then it's only a good thing.
Thank you, Craig. It is exciting to hear about such a forward-thinking approach to restructuring a whole practice around retention and upskilling optometrists to perform a triaging service for eye health conditions. It is also exciting to think about what this could mean for the future of optometry.